Blog Talk Radio.
It is nice as well. So thank you for joining us. And let's introduce our staff. We have Bernice.
Good evening, everyone.
And my co-host, and Chauvinet, the producer and switchboard operator.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. And we've got one caller on the line, area code 608. You're on the air. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back with your question of what should I do. So as usual, we have announcements. I have some birthday announcements. Does anyone else have anything they want to say? The announcements?
No, I don't have anything at this time.
Okay, well, I have birthdays. Mr. Clarence Williams, Elaine Fernandez, my godson's wife. Happy birthday, Elaine. Our cousin Tanya Cray in San Jose, California. Dama Lee in San Jose, California. And Juan, my nephew, happy birthday to all. And also happy birthday to all the Libras. We are still in Libra? Yes, we are, freshly.
Wait, I do have another birthday. Excuse me. Happy birthday to my sweet, dear two nephews, Darius and Daiwan. Happy birthday
That's
to both
right.
of you.
Happy birthday,
happy birthday, Darius.
Yes, and Daiwan. That's
Daiwan,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yay! Okay. Well, with that, we begin always with entertainment news, and then we'll have a report of the NFL scores for today. And our topic for today's show is called What Should I Do? So we'll be giving different scenarios, or we want people to call in with theirs. And you know, we'll all give our take on it, whether we agree, disagree, or, you know, maybe you need medical help. But anyway, we will address those issues on what should I do. Now, remember, the show is in the studio with LSV. Our phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. As we go into entertainment news, the 3-year romance between Michael Strahan and Nicole Murphy is over.
Oh, wow.
Strahan, the former football star, is now co-hosting Live with Kelly and Michael. Strahan was tapped as the permanent co-host with Kelly Ripa after Regis Philbin left the show. He's supposedly retired.
Mm-hmm.
Strahan has been dating Nicole, the ex-wife of Eddie Murphy, for 3 years. The two seem so in love, and they blended their families well. However, the pair did have their drama. A couple of years ago, Strahan caught Murphy cheating on him. Mm. He put a tracking device on old girl's car.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm. And led him right to her and her other lover.
Mhm. Sure. I'm mad at you, bruh.
Mhm. So, let's see. In their most recent dispute, Strahan came across some suggestive text messages from another man. During the week, Strahan lives in New York while Murphy resides in L.A. They have both accused each other of cheating, and Strahan declared he needed a break. Murphy, who was featured on the VH1 reality show Hollywood Exes, is said to be heartbroken.
Aww.
I mean, it makes me wonder because, you know, her and Eddie were together for a long time, but I'm like, God, she can't be true to nobody. I ain't saying she messed up on Eddie
because
he did his dirt too, y'all.
Right,
you know
right.
that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just don't picture as a serial, I mean, or a person that just kind of floats around.
Oh, she might be, though.
No, not Michael. I'm talking about her.
Oh, her. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because the show, the Hollywood Exes, is really a good show.
Uh-huh.
It really is. But she just doesn't impress me as being that kind of person. But, you know, who knows? You know,
yeah, you never
know. When the lights go
yep.
down and the doors close, honey, freaks come out at night.
I'm telling you.
Well, get ready for the Whitney Houston tributes this fall. First up, the 18-track tribute album, I Will Always Love You. The Best of Whitney Houston comes out November 13. Mark your calendars.
Okay.
The coffee table book, Whitney Tribute to an Icon, comes out November
27. Oh, all right.
The Lifetime Network presents their TV special, Remembering Whitney Houston, which will feature home videos and interviews with mom, Sissy Houston, brother, Gary, and daughter, Bobby Chris, and sister-in-law, Pat Houston, who supposedly was her manager.
Hmm.
On October 24th, the Houston reality show begins On Our Own. Debuts on Lifetime. In other Houston news, daughter Bobby Chris was involved in a car accident with her play brother lover, Nick Gordon.
Wait a minute.
Excuse me.
You said play brother lover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shut up. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead.
Apparently, the two were arguing, and the entire front end of the car was ruined. Word has it they drove the damaged car back to their apartment. You did get that right. Their apartment.
Okay.
Will this be included in this new reality show?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
See?
In addition to her hosting duties on American Idol, look for Nicki Minaj to get her own reality show on the E! Network.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. They just, you know what?
They're out of work. They don't have any work. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh. They don't have anything steady. No movies is coming out. That's, you know, concerts or nothing. You know, times is hard for them.
Yeah, but damn, they ain't all that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, everybody.
They ain't
has
all
to be
that.
I mean, absolutely right. They
she's a cute little girl. I don't like her music. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
She's a cute little girl, but damn, they just give anybody a reality show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what's happening right now is reality. Everybody wants to know what's going on because Nicki Minaj, she's popular. I mean, she's happening right now. So of course. Every network wants to jump on what's happening right now, and she's happening. So, and everybody wants to know what's going on in her life. I shouldn't say everybody because I'm with you guys. I could care less about this child.
Exactly, because I'm just like,
you know, but
there's nothing on TV. They didn't put so much of this reality stuff on TV. I'm getting burned out on this stuff, y'all.
Well, it is. It
you know.
Old because who cares about these celebrities? These celebrities don't care about any of us. You know, they are in it for them. I'm not mad. That's just business, but if she's hot right now, it'll bring them ratings. Go for it.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
Can't argue with that.
Well, Steve Harvey continues to do well on TV. His daytime talk show, Steve Harvey, continues to do well. First Lady Michelle Obama will pay Steve a visit on the October 3rd show. That's this coming week.
Mm.
Steve's game show, Family Feud, has doubled in the ratings. Y'all, if you've ever watched that, oh, my
God.
That is so hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
He's
it
perfect
is so
for the
hilarious.
Host of that show.
Huh?
He's perfect for the host of that show because
he
adapts to the situation right there. Right, it doesn't matter. If you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, famous, not famous, redneck, uppity.
He's a good TV host.
He just, he does. He adapts to the situation, and he makes it funny. It's really good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does. He's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now also look for my girl Kerry Washington and Columbus Short. They're returning to ABC TV. They star in the second season of the Shonda Rhimes drama Scandal.
Mm.
I got any Scandal listeners on the air? Oh, hey. Love that Scandal.
Show.
I still say it's Condoleezza and Bush, but, you know. You have your own perception. I have mine.
Okay.
At the movies this week, actress Viola Davis, if y'all remember her from The Help, stars in Won't Back Down. Okay, so look for that. Also, Smokey Robinson is lending his voice to a new clean water campaign, part of his Smoke Alarm charity work. All right. He's teamed up with Procter & Gamble and his celebrity friends with a new water purification packet. He's promoting with through Twitter and Facebook. Robinson, known as the mayor of Motown, wants to bring clean drinking water to impoverished areas worldwide. Thank you, my brother. Continuing on, what's going on down the hall, Mr. Neat?
Okay, we got Usher in the house, y'all. You know that he just went through a court hearing and he was awarded his two sons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Full custody.
So he won custody of the boys. So I'm kind of glad. I don't know what Tamika Foster was doing, but afterwards.
Trying to get paid.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay.
Afterward, Usher gave an interview to Oprah Winfrey on Next Chapter. The Foster soon followed with an interview to Entertainment Tonight. Foster denied being a gold digger and says she is her bridesmaid who had an affair with Usher. He forgives her. Wait a minute. She forgives her. Okay. Foster also spoke of the death of her 11-year-old son, Kyle Glover, who died from injuries he suffered after being involved in a tragic jet ski accident. Foster's recent appeal of the custody decision got rejected by the judge. So, I'm glad he's spending time with his boys. They are so cute.
Yes, they are.
Congratulations to singer Diana Ross, because she's a grandmom again. The Boss daughter, Chudney, and her boyfriend, Josh Faulkner, welcome their first child, a daughter, Callaway Lane. The Martins are having problems, y'all, as in Dwayne Martin and his wife, Tisha Campbell Martin. The Martins are being sued by a bank regarding a loan they took out on their home for $430,000. Apparently, they took out a home equity loan in 2008, while another home went into foreclosure. I didn't know they can do that.
I don't know.
Apparently they can.
Yeah. Where is Papa Joe? Jackson family patriarch Joe Jackson has a new love, and she is 51 years younger than he is. The young Indian woman is 33 years old and rich.
There you have
that's
it, y'all.
That's where it at. That's it.
That's it.
According to published reports, Jackson is smitten with his new love, and that's why he has been quiet during the recent family scandal. Papa Joe loves money, and he goes where the money is. Joe Jackson has never been true to Katherine Jackson. He even had children with other women in 72 and 74. Can you believe that?
Whoa.
I didn't know that.
He is something else.
All right, Joe.
Happy anniversary to singer Chaka Khan. Khan is celebrating 40 years in the music business. The 60-year-old icon is planning on releasing a new album plus go on tour. She is also coming out with a line of chocolates and a new fragrance line.
Well, congratulations, Ms. Chaka.
And I'm looking forward to them. Both
yeah.
of them. Chad says it's time to get Chad together.
Yep,
Chad Ochocino Johnson says he takes full responsibility for his actions. He lost his wife, his NFL job, and his reality show after his domestic violence incident with ex-wife Evelyn Lozada. Their divorce became final last week. Johnson will not serve time in jail, and he will enroll in anger management classes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll see.
Your comments, Shaw?
I don't have any. Not with him.
Nene is in the house, y'all. Nene Leakes is on a roll. The new season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta kicks off Sunday. November 4th. She is also one of the stars of the NBC show, The New Normal, and she is featured with that show's cast in the last on the latest issue of Vogue. And so that is all that I have on entertainment. Lennis, back to you.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just mention this right quick. Cedric the Entertainer will be hosting the Soul Train Awards. Just mark your calendars. It's on Sunday, November 25th. So here in New Edition might get the Lifetime Achievement Award. And R. Kelly, he's up for Album of the Year. So, and also to receive the Asher Simpson Songwriter of the Year. I heard a, what was that for, Ms. Chabonet?
That wasn't me.
Oh. Oh,
that's
okay.
You, Mama Rollins?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll have the football scores.
Okay. Dennis, you are thinking, what you got, what you laughing back there for? What's going on over there, girlfriend?
I know,
well,
you all giggles.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Not too much, but she's laughing, okay? All right.
We'll
y'all.
Be back in about 2 minutes. Forget the five. We'll be back in 2 minutes. That's area code 646-727-2914. And you are in the studio with LSV.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Just lose your soul, yeah.
Stay there. You're still on the air with us. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello? We are back in the studio with LSV. That's Lennis, Vernice, and Chabonet. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. We're going to give the football scores and go into our subject of the day. What should I do? Okay, final for Oakland and Denver. They beat Oakland 37-6. Did you have these up too, Chabonet?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, go ahead, hon.
Okay, right now, the fourth quarter, Dolphins and the Cardinals, looks like they will be going into overtime. It's 21 up both sides. Raiders and the Broncos. Broncos beat the Raiders 37-6. The Bengals beat the Jaguars 27-10. It's 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter between the Saints and the Packers. It is a one-point lead. Packers 28, Saints 27. That is a darn good game if anybody
yes,
is watching that.
Yes, it is.
You know, Green Bay, man, because of last week with the Seahawks, they taking it out on somebody. It just
yeah,
happened to
they
New
are.
Orleans.
But the Saints are kind of
well, the Saints
now,
actually
so,
need this win because
I wouldn't write off them just yet.
The Saints need this win. They are 0-3, so they
yeah.
really need this win right now. The Redskins and the Buccaneers. Redskins lead 21-19. They are in the fourth
right,
quarter
Redskins.
With 9 minutes left. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. The Giants play the Eagles tonight on NBC at 8:20 Eastern, 5:20 Pacific. The Panthers lost to the Falcons, 30-28. The Patriots beat the Bills, 52-28. The Vikings beat the Lions, 20-13. The Chargers beat the Chiefs, 37-20. The Seahawks lost to the Rams, 19-13. That was a pretty good game.
Yeah,
but we have the real refs back now. So that's enough said.
Yeah, we do. Everybody was so happy.
Yay! The 49ers whooped the mess out the Jets today, 34-0.
Oh,
and my
God. They couldn't even say left play, okay?
Just tore them up. The Texans beat the Titans 38-14. If you caught Thursday's game, then you know the Ravens beat the Browns 23-16. And Monday Night Football on ESPN, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, the Bears against the Cowboys.
Oh, sucky. Does this mean we all need to root for the Cowboys, Chauvinet?
Hey, it's whatever team. It's going to be a good team. They're both 2-1 right now, so we'll
see.
Yeah,
the Bears is pretty good so far.
Yeah.
And who are you taking, Chauvinet?
Oh, the Cowboys all day, every day. Got to support my team through the good and the bad. And those people are the scores for the fourth week of the regular season in the NFL.
And we thank you, Ms. Chauvinet. Very good. Okay, so let's begin with our show subject at hand. What should I do? Area code 608, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, guys. Hello? How are y'all doing tonight?
Fine. Finding you. And we also have, I believe, Ms. Brenda Berry, our intern psychologist on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome. Okay, well, area code 608, go ahead with your what should I do?
All right, well, my name is Jordana.
And hi, Jordana.
Hi. And
thank you for your patience.
Oh, absolutely. I was watching the Packer game. So, you know. But my question is, it's about a relationship or a possible relationship. I met this guy a few weeks ago when I was on vacation. He knows my family, and we hit it off. Things were good, but now he's turned really, like, hot and cold, where we'll talk sometimes and then we won't. It's just so confusing. So I'm just wondering if I should even spend my time on that, because I'm one for not wanting to waste my time.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when you say that it's running hot and cold, how often did you talk in the beginning? Did you talk every day, every night, several times a day? How often did you talk?
Absolutely. Well, at first we were like in person together. So,
okay.
Because I don't live there. And so we would talk every day when they were back from hunting and whatnot. And we'd have like hour, 2 hour long conversations.
Yeah, but once you got home, how often did you talk?
Once every other day. It was like once every 2 days, and we'd talk for, like 30, 45 minutes, so not that long.
And now?
And now I haven't talked to him in like a week.
You already know the signs, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and he's one, I'm friends with his best friend. He's like brother to me. And he has told me, you know, this is just how he is. He can be flaky.
Yeah, okay. So from a psychological perspective, if you're setting up how you're going to allow someone to treat you, right? And if you basically want somebody who's going to talk to you or show they want to talk to you, on a daily basis or an every other daily basis, then this isn't fitting you. If you don't care, then it wouldn't be an issue.
Right,
and
absolutely.
How he goes about things, that's his life. But what suits you is where your decision should be made. not based on what he does or what his friends say or his norm, based on what you do and what you're comfortable with. Is anybody else? What do you all think?
I agree with that.
You know, don't lower your values to satisfy him. You stick with your values. And if you don't feel that you want to deal with it, don't.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so,
I mean, I agree with that.
If it's a meant to be, listen, it will play out, but it'll play out in a way that's more pleasing to you, not less pleasing. And the rule of thumb is things get looser as relationships solidify.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get tighter.
Right.
Okay, so if this is the way it is in the very beginning, just extrapolate yourself to how it'll be in another year.
Mm-hmm.
2 years after you're married. You see what I'm saying?
Communication. There'll be a communication breakdown.
Absolutely, and
saying,
I'm big on communication. I think that's so important, and that's why it's so frustrating for me.
I agree.
And yes, I agree with you totally. It is frustrating.
It is.
You've got a piece of candy that is in a really pretty package, but inside there might be some damage.
Right.
So,
a lot of baggage that you don't want to deal with.
I say this is one of those, throw the candy back and move on to a better piece.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I agree.
Absolutely.
There
you
go.
But that's what I say as a clinical psychology graduate student. I'm not a doctor, but I'll be one shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take that, do whatever you want because it's your life. Remember that. Make
sure
you own your own decisions, whatever decision you make.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Thank you so, so, so much.
You're most welcome, and you are welcome to stay on the line with us and listen to the show or on the Internet, whatever, up to you. Does anyone have any questions on what should I do? That was a good one.
That was a good one. No, I don't have any questions. Chabonet, do you have any?
What should I do when I have a friend who is involved in a negative relationship where the man is just lying left and right? You just know he is.
Mm-hmm.
About other women, about his finances, and yet my friend keeps trying to hold on to this relationship. And I've listened, I've been very careful with my words because I don't tell people you should end a relationship. That's not my place.
Right.
But how can I either say it kindly, stop telling me because I'm tired of hearing the same mess, or point blank, look, it's just not healthy for you. You deserve better.
Well, is she looking for someone to tell her what to do about that situation to help
her
make
up her
mind?
I think she is, as much as she talks about it, but she needs to make up her own mind because she's
exactly.
in her 40s.
Exactly. That's what I was going
to
say.
Be responsible for her
own,
actions, yeah.
Yes.
But being responsible for her own actions, is it affecting any other people beside herself in this
kids.
Relationship?
They both
okay,
have kids.
Okay, well,
so
yeah.
You have kids involved, and yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to really take that seriously.
Yes, because she's presenting an image in front of these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the kind of man to look up to or a man that you want to be interested in? Because most girls will follow their mother's lead.
Mm-hmm.
So how you are treated as a woman and what you accept and don't accept is more or less will follow through your own child.
That's right.
Not saying they will always do those same perceptions, but when their kid's still at home, when you're by yourself and you're single and your kids are grown, okay, I could say maybe out of desperation, you know,
well,
you get
not
lonely
because,
or whatever. But.
Yeah, but that can turn into a dangerous situation when you're by yourself too. So it can go either way. I would think.
Right? Yeah, but when kids are involved,
yeah.
No,
I
they cohabitate. So kids are involved. They cohabitate.
Oh,
so
yeah.
These two are actually living together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's another question. I always have to have questions, but. Have you felt in the past or the whole time you've known this friend, this good friend, have you known this person to make negative decisions on a regular basis in
no.
her life?
No.
Huh?
No.
So you know her to be somebody who really gets down to the dirty and she knows how to think smartly,
oh, yeah.
swiftly?
Yeah.
So then sounds like she's going through a phase.
This has been a
many years phase.
But then maybe you're flawed in your assertion that her thinking is so well.
You know,
Is this going on for more than a year? You're worried about it because you hear about it all the time, and you're worried about her, you know, whatever, her benefits.
Mm-hmm.
If this person's been cohabitating with somebody who has been doing this to them for more than a year, I guarantee you she knows all about it.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She's choosing to ignore it.
Now,
decides, hey, I'm going to make a decision. You know, there's not really anything you can do other than for your own comfort. You can say, listen, I know you're in a bad situation or you're in the situation you're choosing to be in, but
yeah.
It brings me down to have to listen to it.
Mm-hmm,
and I
mm-hmm.
can't deal with stress anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to, you know, I love you, but could you just not talk about it anymore? Now, she's either going to react negatively, but it's going to make her think.
Oh,
true
yeah.
that.
True
yeah,
that.
And if mm-hmm. it comes down to a situation where I can't be around you because you won't stop, then she's going to start making some decisions. And maybe they're going to be better, maybe they're going to be worse. But the reality is, you know, the status quo she's in is probably not healthy for her.
Right.
And you're going to have to change your behavior, right? And then
mm-hmm.
that's going to affect everything. Because you can't,
well,
you're right, tell somebody what to do.
Well, exactly. And
but you can let them know how they're affecting you. And then you can choose to walk away. But, you know, giving them warning, you know what I mean? Say, I can't continue to listen to this. Is this going to continue on? I really can't be around it. It brings me down. And just let her know how it makes you feel. Forget about her feelings because she's ignoring them.
Okay, I got a question for you. What should you do when you're around a negative person?
When you're around a negative person? You let
yeah.
them know it's negative for your feelings. I had a situation like that. A woman claimed to be a Christian, and every time I was around her, she'd talk about this person at work, that person at work. Finally, I said, I don't understand your definition
of
Christianity.
Yeah, I would come across that, and in my opinion, I would tell them, you know what? I said, you're talking about all this negative stuff. You're really depressing me.
What?
And
okay,
I tell them
that's
just like
that. You explain
I just tell
how
them you're depressing me.
And if
so
you
negative.
Can't handle it anymore, say, listen, I need to step away from this for now because
mm-hmm.
I'm not. The way I used it with one friend, I'm not really strong enough to listen to all that negative stuff. I'm not
exactly.
in a place where I can bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that went.
Huh.
The friend isn't in my life at the moment. I still care mm-hmm. about that person. I still love that person. But the reality is, you know, you can only take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Reality is. And how you when you take care of you, you take care of everybody who interacts with you.
Because yeah.
when you're not taking care of you, then you basically start acting like this friend of Chabonet's.
But at the same time, Chabonet
okay.
can tell her that she still loves her and she'll always be there for her, but she just couldn't deal with that.
She'll be there for her in a
right.
capacity that Chabonet can.
Right, right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
yeah.
Chabonet
in
can
other words,
do that.
She's not going to let her go completely.
Well, she's not even saying I'm letting you go. She's just saying I need to step back from that because it's bringing me down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is,
okay.
that's, yeah, is
okay.
what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not going to end
okay.
a friendship, no.
No,
just,
no, no.
Ugh, it's
yeah.
so irritating.
Okay, now what should you do, okay, since we're kind of on couples, what should you do when you find out that the person that you're involved with or married to might be a criminal?
Oh,
this is an ethical decision. Make, right?
I'm
this
sorry?
This is an ethical decision to make. And, fortunately or unfortunately, people have set standards for ethics, and they're very personal, like opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the kind of person that's been raised in a household where thug-a-bug is, you know, the, you know, soup du jour, in other words, that's just the way your family always operates, you're likely to be the person who's going to hide out somebody who's killed another person or another person, and you're going to involve yourself in a situation that's going to bring you down, and it's probably not to your highest good. But you have to make the decision on whether you choose to go down with somebody who chooses that lifestyle.
Well, okay, because I was going to say, Brenda, a good one, too, is like if you know that somebody has done a criminal offense, you know, do you get yourself involved or do you back away from that? You know what
well,
I mean? Like you could know somebody that has just robbed a bank or something and they come through and need your help. Do you slam the door in the face and like, hey, I can't help you? What if it's your brother?
Hell yeah.
Or
is you in my house with that hot mess? You ain't coming to my house. You got blood on you. And, oh, God, I killed someone. I need your help. No, you need 911.
So, now, there's one way that you can be a friend and not get dragged under. You can say, listen, when you come through this door, you're going to have to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to make that right. Because you made a decision, and if you continue to make more poor decisions, I don't see where we're going to be involved because I don't hang
out.
Well,
that would be called aiding and abetting, wouldn't it, when you let them in the
house? No, it's not aiding and abetting. If someone comes into your house and you call the police, you report it.
Okay.
Aiding and abetting
means you don't call the police.
Actually
helping.
The attorney's on the other Chauvinet knows this. If you help somebody, you're like, here, take my car, try to get away. Look, you can hide in my closet. That's aiding and abetting.
Yep. Okay.
Even if they come in, they told you what's happening, they're like, well, I ain't coming in because I ain't trying to go to jail. When they leave, you call the police.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, and that's Chauvinet, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it is. And ethically, like, it would be in my position. One, no, I'm not practicing law, but the fact that I work for a courthouse, I'm a government employee, it is my ethical duty to call. And I mean, it could be a close-knit friend, and God knows I love my peoples.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come to my door bloody, first of all, because immediately I'm going to start thinking about evidence, that means you come into my house, now my place has to be processed. No,
right.
I'm going to keep you outside my door. I'm going to have you call 911, because it's going to be known. You run away, I'm calling 911, or you can call 911 yourself. You know, or at least tell me the story first before we call 911. We're going to call 911, but tell me what happened.
Either way, we're going to call 911.
Yeah, but you're not coming in my place. That's just me, because I'm thinking about it legally, the steps that are getting ready to happen.
That's what I'd be thinking about.
So,
you know,
but I'm not going to leave my person hanging. But I'm not going
to
leave my person hanging. I agree with Brenda.
Right.
I'm going to call 911 either way. It's going to be dealt with. And then you deal with the situation right then and there. But, no, like the Clint, what was it? Was the Clemens family, you know, and they letting them, sewing them up, hiding them out. That's Eddie and Betty. Yeah, you don't get in trouble. And whatever happens, you deserve.
And they all went to jail.
Sure did.
They sure did.
All went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing that I have this stance, my brother knows, most people who know me, it's called the take five. I have this thing about take five. Take 5 minutes. I mean, no matter what kind of crazy thing is getting ready to go down, take 5 minutes and think about, one, where your life's going to be in the next 5 years if you do this, where your life's in the next 2 weeks if you do this. Is this something that you're not going to be proud of, your children aren't going to be proud of, your parents aren't going to be proud of? Will you be able to come back from this, like, within the next couple minutes and everything will be all right? Can you reverse this decision? If the answer is no, if your life is going to be further traumatized, it's time for you to think of a way to walk out of it, back out of it. But I know it sounds like nothing, 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 5 minutes that you could take to all those people who are in jail.
Well, in 5 minutes, that's the difference between you going to jail and you not going to jail.
A couple of minutes to just think, wait a minute, this is not going to work out. How many times have kidnappings, robberies, murders, and all that? If your woman did something nasty with your kids and you're going to beat the crap out of her, who do you think's going to jail?
Yeah.
And then your child's going to be stuck with that nut for the next 5 to 8 years. So have to 5 minutes. You know, it's not going to take much. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If I make this decision, is this going to put me somewhere I can't come back from?
Right.
So now, that as ideal as that sounds, Brenda, I agree with you. Now, realistically, mm-hmm. how many people can really do that? I mean, like me, I would say because of my occupation, because of where I'm going with my career, what should I do? I think about mm-hmm. that. You know, like mm-hmm. I have a Facebook page. Should I put this picture on there? I'm very cognizant yeah. what I put on there because I have judges on my page. I have attorneys
yeah.
on my pages.
I agree with you on
you
that.
You know, my parents, my mom, you know, friends, so kids. There's certain things I do think twice. Should mm-hmm. I do this? Even when I go out, should I wear this mm-hmm. outfit? Should I have a couple mm-hmm. of drinks? Because, right. I, like you're saying, Brenda, I don't want anything to come back and harm me in the next mm-hmm. 5 years, next 10
yeah.
years, as I'm trying to pursue my career.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's think about the moment that's happening right then and there, where you say, you walk in, you see your husband or your wife having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Do you honestly think a human being could say, what should I do? I mean,
mm-hmm.
take 5 minutes and think, what should I do?
Yeah.
It's really difficult.
It is a training mechanism. Look, you have to build it up, just like you have to build up the ability to walk or learn to
yeah.
speak well.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, everybody, we hear this all the time. Somebody is like, just my life passed right before my eyes. If your life isn't passing before your eyes, when you're getting ready to pick up a gun, you're getting ready to hit somebody, you know, you're getting ready to walk out to your car where it's totally
mm-hmm.
dark, there's no one around except for
mm-hmm.
that really disgusting, unkempt-looking freak.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh, I'll be all right. These
yeah.
are times for you to stop for a second, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And that's why I say Take Five. It's the campaign that I just hope to make my platform in psychology because everybody can do it. I mean, even when you're somebody who you're carrying, you're packing the gun, and somebody disrespected you,
mm-hmm.
let's take 5 minutes. Even you won't have to take the whole five. Okay, disrespected you, but what? That idiot
yeah.
is going to get his before you know it.
That's
Does
right.
it have to be you to teach him a lesson? Do you need to give up your life, your family, your wife, your children for him for the next 5 to 8 years? Let the fool keep going. How many
yeah.
times have we seen idiots try to, you know, blow by us or almost run us off the road and down the road the police caught them? How many
mm-hmm.
times? That's happened. And it
yeah.
can happen with this. This person's an idiot. They're telling
mm-hmm.
you they're an idiot. Why
mm-hmm.
do you have to get in the playground with them?
Yeah.
Let them go be an idiot because their time's coming.
Yeah.
But
let
them
do it by
make
itself.
Vision for your life.
Mm-hmm.
So take 5 minutes. Even now, if you're thinking about a relationship
oh.
and guy seems awfully sweet, but every time you see him, he's always scratching his crotch. Come on, maybe,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
look down
yes.
at the crotch instead of just his face.
Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brenda.
So anyway, that's my thing is it takes a little bit of practice, but just it's really simple. Take five. You know, someone comes
yeah.
up to you, they're an idiot at work, just like, ooh, just a second, I'll be right back. Take
yeah.
five. If you have to walk to the bathroom and pretend you're going to use it just
mm-hmm.
to get away from the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
it's going to always bear well on you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do, every decision you make, it's about what's going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go
That's
with
true.
That. I mean, stick with that. How's your decision going to affect your life immediately, within the next few years, or longer?
Hmm.
And when you make a decision, is it a decision made out of emotion? And most of us do that. But if we stop for 2 seconds and pull the emotion out and just think, what's the issue here?
Yeah.
The wife is an idiot. She's having sex with everybody in the world. She could have brought me, you know, venereal diseases.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the issue here? Get myself, my children out of harm's way.
Yeah.
And you can't do that if you hit her or kill her.
That's
yeah.
right.
True.
That's right.
Very true.
And I think we all have the ability to make good decisions. Our spirits constantly are trying to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends
mm-hmm.
try to protect us just like Chauvinet.
Yeah.
But this woman
mm-hmm.
has chosen her friend to compromise herself.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation is going to get inherently worse.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I believe that.
I'm going to have to pray.
That's
I am.
It's a good thing you can do for people.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pray for her. That's what I'm
Any other
Well,
questions?
Another one, what should you do when people don't want to let the past go? How about that? There's not only in relationships, just in life, period, where people don't want to let the past go and continue, you know, continue on forward.
There's a great man who wrote a book. His name is Eckhart Tolle. And you've probably heard about him on Oprah. But he says, now I want you to tell me where you are right now. And everybody's looking around. He says, like, are you in the past? The past is history, and you cannot live it. You're never in the past.
Yeah.
You can't ever live in the past.
Mm-mm.
The past is almost like a fantasy.
Yeah.
Because the only place that any of us really live is in this moment.
Mm-hmm. The moment. I agree with you totally.
That's it. That's all there is to it. The future is something you may hope for, but it's also
mm-hmm.
a fantasy. The
yeah.
only place that any of us ever really are is right now in the moment.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
well, I agree with you there. But you know, we can learn from the past, though. You know,
no,
area
but,
code 812. You're on the air with LSV.
Huh?
812. You're on the air with LSV.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Is this Trumps?
Yes.
Hi, Trumps. We'll join in the conversation. We're just discussing what should I do, and Brenda was just giving us understanding about the past. What's in the past is in the past. I'll let her continue on, and then you can jump in as well.
All right, sure.
If you have an issue that you won't get over because it's like something that's bothering you, the way it was put to me once is you're handcuffing yourself to an
mm-hmm.
event and you're forced to relive it over and over and over because you're doing that. The
mm-hmm.
person who did something to you, they have moved on with their life.
Right.
That's
and yet
so
you're
true.
Reliving
right.
that moment. So they get to keep kicking your butt over
right.
and over and over because of yourself. Because
they have power over you because you keep reliving it.
That's right.
No, you allow them to have power over you.
Well, yeah.
That's exactly
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
allow it. That's what...
Uncuff yourself and do something different.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Called
the...
in. Trump had a question.
Trump, did you have anything to say about that?
You say letting the past go.
What should I do?
The present and the future. Is that what I understand the issue? Is holding
the
too,
question,
on to the past too long? Is
yeah,
maybe,
why don't people let the past go? What should they do?
Oh, well, I wouldn't. Yeah, I agree. I would let it go. But he who forgets his past is destined to repeat it. So I wouldn't let it go completely. You learn from it.
No, don't forget. Listen, you don't forget your past any more than you're going to forget your parents or you're
mm-hmm.
going to forget the day that you birthed your child.
Mm-hmm.
You don't forget the past. You just don't live in it. You can't
yeah.
live in the past.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
And
sure.
continue to
mm-hmm.
fool yourself into believing you are, then you do all these weird behaviors like you never change your hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that you're
the
same person
type
you were when you were...
Oh, or something mm-hmm. every day.
Wait, I got one for you. What should I do about... And I know women are more prone to this than men, hanging on to baggage.
Well, yeah, that's living in the past.
Yeah.
Well, psychologically, most people do that because they're too afraid to step forward.
Yeah.
They know what's happened in the past, and they believe that, you know, the old luggage or the way that a guy used to treat me, even if he beat me up, then that... If a woman says, well, that's the way all men are going to treat me, then it gives her a sense of security, even though it's a negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I at least know that men are going to beat me.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, those are the very same women that when they meet a man who's not going to beat her, he's really nice, he's kind, they feel uncomfortable around the guy, they don't want to be around the guy. There's something about him that bothers her. She'll complain
mm-hmm.
to her friends about it, and her friends are... He's a nice guy. He's sweet. He's kind. Why don't you go with him?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's just something wrong with him. What's
mm-hmm.
wrong is with her thinking. So
mm-hmm.
here's what I say to women like that, or men. when you have to keep holding on to baggage like that in your mind, just admit the fact that you're scared. You know, you're scared.
Oh.
And you're going to have to step out there and realize that the whole world isn't trying to get you.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually seeking out people to get you because
mm-hmm.
that's what you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in those cases, I say go for anything different.
Mm-hmm.
If all
okay,
you've ever dated was white men and you're a black girl and it seems like those white men always put you down, blah, 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 well, sister, step out and date a brother for once or an Asian or date something completely different.
Yeah,
and if you feel uncomfortable,
keep your
go with
open.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Go with that.
I agree with that 100%, Brenda.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Feel the Rainbow Coalition, sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again, Sal.
Feel the Rainbow Coalition.
I could care less what race or whatever you date, what you know, what mm-hmm. color, what sex. I could care less personally, but to me,
hell yeah.
If whatever you've been hitting all the time makes you feel miserable and unhappy and you believe that's the way it's supposed to be, just turn about face and go the other direction.
Yes. Okay, now
I'm
what
not
should
saying
you do?
If men always hurt you, that means now you got to go be lesbian or vice versa. I mean,
okay, now what should you do, Brenda, when you have
do it.
When you tell
you can try it. That's up to you and your ethics and your issues and your morals. Or your parents, whatever. But just go the opposite direction and be uncomfortable for a while because if you allow yourself the ability to get out of that luggage, you may find that you are flying all kinds of wonderful places.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brenda, I got another one for you. What should you do when you have told a person something over and over and they still continue to do it, maybe not as consistently, but that same behavior comes up again?
Well, that's
and
when you
a
have
behavior that.
That
you don't it's a behavior that you don't like or you feel uncomfortable about that particular behavior. You know what I mean? It's like telling a child, don't go to the oven because it's going to get hot, and yet that child still go till they get burnt, and then they'll probably come back again.
possibly not. I mean, eventually you want to basically, if you explain how it makes you feel, and if they still don't come back with it like it's no big deal, then you already know that this person is totally disregarding your feelings and disrespecting you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use myself as a bad example. I had a friend. I'm not perfect. I'm human, okay? So
I feel you, girlfriend, because I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
She used to say all the time that she didn't like nuts, and, you know, I just did not want to accept that because I love nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd make cookies or something. It's like, oh, these are great. And she's like, did you put nuts in it? It's like, yeah. She goes, I told you I don't like nuts. And it's like, oh, that's right. That went on for more than 10 years. And then one day she said, why do you persist in putting nuts in things you want to give to me? I don't want nuts. And I thought about it, and I thought, God, it's been going on for 10 years. Like, when was I going to see her? You know, when was I going to respect her?
Yeah.
And she said it made her sick.
Yeah.
Well, that's what hit me. Because then, like, am I trying to make my friend sick?
Right.
So, yeah, sometimes you have to just go instead of just saying blithely, like, please don't put your feet up on my furniture. Please don't put your feet up on my furniture. You know, you don't have to get out a hatchet and chop their legs off, but it's like, listen, if you put your foot on my furniture anymore, you won't be asked back to this house.
Or if you sit on my furniture, my coffee table is not designed for sitting. We have chairs and couches in the house, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just like with you, so if they keep doing it, well, you can't sit in the chair or on the floor, you can't come back.
Sometimes you have to give an ultimatum.
I'm not
going to
have you tearing up my furniture.
Go ahead,
but
Charles.
But if you do an ultimatum, be prepared.
It doesn't sound like
it's just
that person is really listening. You know, you shouldn't have to struggle with a relationship and repeating it over and over again. The person is
that's
not really
true.
Listening. Not really.
No,
true,
I mean,
they say. If you know, if something, if their behavior annoys you, and it's something that they can't help. I mean, like people snore. That may annoy someone, but that's something that can't be helped. But something that's rude, like putting, you know, sitting on your furniture, propping their feet up on your furniture. They're not really listening, because that's something that can be easily resolved.
And that's Trump's right. It's probably best to do the within three times, or you could tell them twice. By the third time, it's like, look, you can't come back here no more because you disrespect me.
Whenever it becomes a struggle, you know, I don't put a number of times or occasions something could happen. But when it becomes a struggle, then it's time to step, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But the longer you take to really get serious, the less they actually believe it's a problem.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, the example for the cookies. I would refuse the cookies after a while. Whether, you know, you forgot, or if you know I didn't like your cookies, or nuts in cookies, then just don't make me any cookies and we can move on.
Yeah, she just...
Yeah, you can do it that way, too, yeah.
Yeah, I think she really just expected me to be a decent friend and remember this thing that she'd said to me. But she would say, like, it's just like, you know, oh, yeah, I like such and such. It's so, it didn't always happen when we were actually cooking. Or
okay.
Some, you know, during a time where it's right in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But
let me get one more question in real quick, Brenda.
I take responsibility for it because I was the one that wasn't listening.
Let me get one more question in.
And she never got serious with it until 10 years later.
Okay, Brenda, let me get one more question in. What should I do? What if you're in a relationship with somebody for 6 months and now you found out that this person is either bipolar or schizophrenic? What should you do?
How do you feel about them?
I don't know. This
How
is
do you feel about
question.
Them? Do you love them?
What if they did love the person?
If the
relationship has a lot of struggle in it, it's not really for you. It should fit like a glove. I mean, there are some people who feel like a relationship constantly needs to be worked on, you know. If we can't work together on this, et cetera, you know, we weren't meant to be together. Personally, if it starts to take on those dynamics, as you say, of bipolar and schizophrenia, I've kind of distanced myself from that person from the get-go. I could be wrong, but I'd rather be wrong than aggravated. You know what I mean?
Well, what if you don't know this until six months later, what if everything's been smooth? Mental health issues aren't manageable.
So it might be the reason it's coming up is because they're not managing their medications well.
That's part of it. But I'm retired. I used to be in that line of work. I don't have a lot of tolerance for it. I was about burned out when I did retire. That when I find myself in that issue, and there may be something about me that people who have mental issues gravitate to. It could be that, you know, because I'm pretty open-minded. I listen to what people say, and I empathize with them. And I think, to some degree, the very women you talked about gravitate towards me. But I don't have the tolerance for it anymore. That's why I say.
Yeah, but see, we're talking about you. What I'm asking is, whoever that person is, if that person really feels that they love that person and they want to go ahead and try to climb up that mountain with them, then that's another story. And then find out everything you can about those particular disorders. And
hey, let me ask
something
you
that you can manage. Some people can manage it. Some people cannot. And if
you
can't handle it, then you want to be honest.
Brenda, let him answer your question right quick. We're getting ready to go off the air. Go ahead, Trump.
I'm asking Brenda. Is that your name, Brenda?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Brenda, would you do it?
Oh, if I was in love with the person, yes, I would manage it. Shoot, there's a lot of things about my sweetie I don't like.
No, there's a lot of things.
The only reason I'm going to say this before you get off the air, listen, I don't want anybody out there who's got a mental health disorder to believe that, you know, you don't deserve to have love and relationships like anybody else, because you can, but you have to manage your medication, you have to manage your therapy, and if you don't, you could lose that person.
So you would do it.
It's up to the person. It's not up to you, Trump, and it's
not
up to me.
Personally,
up to the person.
Would you do it?
I just told you, yes.
Okay, thank you. All right.
I would like to thank everybody today on the show. What should I do? We definitely need a part two. we definitely need a part two to this show. I thank Brenda, I thank Trumps, and the other young lady that called in, and all the listeners.
Dana.
Next Sunday, our show will be psychic readings. So be sure and tune in for that. We'll find out what's going on for the fall. Horoscopes will be up on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. And that's In the Studio with LSV. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, be thankful. Tell somebody that you love them.
Good night, everyone.